Hey, welcome to this episode of Hope in Struggle. I'll be your host, Mindy Lawhorn, and I have a special guest for you. But before we get going, I want to pray. I just want to ask Jesus, the Holy Spirit, to come and just be with us during this time, and you are going to love this guest. But first, let's go before the feet of Jesus. So if you want, just take a deep breath in and just like calm down. I don't know what's happened today or what you're doing today, but will you just take a second, roll your shoulders back, and do one more big like cleansing breath. Just breathe in Jesus's goodness. Exhale anything that's yucky today or anything that's bothering you. And let's just envision going to his feet, just going into his presence. Lord Jesus, I love you. I thank you for this time. I thank you for Hope and Struggle. I thank you, Lord, for whatever it is you're doing with it. I want it to be for your glory and for the good of others. Thank you for my sweet guest today. Maria is going to be amazing. I love her story. I have just looked up to her for so long and all the things that have gone on in her life and the things that she's going to share with us, Lord God. I just pray that you would just let whatever it is you want for her to say come out again for the good of others, Lord God. And just, I pray that you would just be here with us. I ask that you please do your will here. And I love you. Thank you so much, sweet Jesus. Amen. All right, let's get going. You guys, today I have my friend Maria here. Maria and I have recently reconnected, and we're like, why don't you come on the podcast and tell us all the amazing things that you're doing? And honestly, I met Maria the first time at a mastermind in California. This was a mastermind that Shalene and Brett Johnson did. You all know that Shalene is not only a good friend of mine, but she's one of my biggest mentors. She's one of the first people that ever told me, you're good at this, and this is what you should do. And I'm like, I am, you know, and she just, well, she's always, you know, she does with everyone, but she just has always poured into me and she's made me do things I didn't want to do, but they were always things that took me to the next level or got me in a, you know, in front of more people or whatever it is. She is not only brilliant, but she loves to help people and bring people to you and me that she thinks are amazing. And Maria was one of those people. Maria had a business that she had created with her father, really cool thing. She'll tell us about that. But I met her at that mastermind and was kind of blown away at not only what she had created, but like what she was doing with it. And yes, she is our sister in Christ and she's beautiful and she loves fitness. And she just has so many really cool things that God has done in her life and that she's not only helping other people with, but she's continuing to grow and continuing to reach out to others. And Maria, I wonder if you would just come on in and tell us more about you.
Thank you. Gosh, what a beautiful introduction. I just need to be in your light every day and feel that positivity. And thank you for that beautiful prayer. And I pray for you and this podcast and for everyone listening. You know, I am just, I don't even know where to start, but I just feel so happy that I have God's grace. And that has such a guiding force for me throughout this journey specifically. You know, I always grew up with faith in my family, but I never really had a relationship with Jesus until I would say probably about 12, 13 years ago, right around when I started Eat Cleaner. And, you know, I believe prophetically that God gives you a message and taps you on the shoulder and equips you with things that you never thought that you had. And, I remember after my dad got cancer and was told to avoid all raw food, including raw produce, that we really had some work to do, that we needed to create a product that he could use so that he could eat a salad safely. And that's really what started the journey. And I remember walking into work. I was in a corporate job, making six figures, had stock options. You know, I was a single mom at the time and had a stable career, you know, quote stable. And I remember just God telling me, like, go in there and fire yourself. I was going to have to lay off half my staff. And he just said, I will equip you. Just go in and fire yourself. And so I did. I fired myself. I laid myself off. And, you know, I like to say I took one for the better of the team. But what ended up happening was just a journey of 13 years of talk about hope and struggle. A lot of struggle, but still a lot of hope. And I'm really happy to share with you what came out on the other side, which I think is kind of nothing short of a miracle.
I love it. So do you want to at all talk with us about kind of what you got, what got you to that position to where not only I know your dad, his story and kind of what got you to create Eat Cleaner, but do you feel at all comfortable to share us a little bit about how you found yourself single?
Yeah, definitely. You know, I was married to a person that, you know, and I don't believe there's really any mistakes, okay? Because I have two beautiful children that I wouldn't trade the circumstance or anything that I went through for the world. But, you know, I was married to somebody who didn't have the same values as me, didn't have the same faith system, didn't, you know, have any sort of like real, I guess, priority in terms of like prioritizing family, and found, you know, really his pleasure in alcohol. And I tried and we went through counseling and prayed and saw the pastor and saw the priest and saw every clergy I could possibly see to get some guidance. And, you know, after 7.5 years, I had to just call it, you know, I just couldn't
so hard
be in that tormenting kind of situation anymore. And, it really affected my self-esteem. It affected, you know, my belief system, and it affected my kids significantly. And that's really where I had to draw the line. So I ended up divorcing him. And, when I tell you, Mindy, not a year later is when I got kind of tapped on the shoulder. You know, I had just literally, my son had just turned one. Oh, wow. And there was a part of me that was just like, God, please don't make me do this. Like, the instability scares me so much. Like, I can't imagine starting over again. And mind you, you know, I wasn't young when I started this. Like, I got the idea for Eat Cleaner and started when I was 40. So I wasn't like a spring chicken, you know, I wasn't like in my 20s, like, oh, you can take all the risks in the world. Like, I was the sole provider for my kids, didn't get any child support, and just had to obey and be obedient and walk through it. And, you know, the lessons that God has shown me, that he still continues to show me throughout this, are unbelievable, you know, so significant. Like, you really have to lean in and trust. And it's funny because now that I'm on the other end of this, having, you know, spoiler alert, sold the business, you know, I'm on another journey of trust and building and listening to him. And like, you know, so I'm laughing right now because so many things that I still have so much fear about. And it's hard to let go of that. But when you do put your trust in the Lord and you do really believe that he has your best interest, you hear his voice, and it's a tiny voice sometimes. And sometimes it's a loud voice, and sometimes it's like a slap in the face. You know, I have felt it hard too. And you just have to listen.
Oh, girl, we could, this kind of topic we could talk about for so long. And the transition is so interesting because it's the beginning of the next thing. But when you're in the middle of it, you don't know what to do. In the book I'm reading right now, which I mentioned to you a little earlier, it's from Stormy L. Martin, and it's called Just Enough Light for the Step I'm On, which is where I am in my life. And I don't like it. I want him to tell me what I'm doing for the next 5 years. I want to know what business I'm going to like grow next and all that stuff. But that's not how he works. Because he wants us every day, right? And he wants, like, why did he give the Israelites manna every day? He didn't give them enough for the month, you know, or a week even, every day, because I wanted to trust him, except, of course, Saturday, gave him double portions so they wouldn't have to work on Sunday. But in that book, I just talked yesterday on the Bible Babes call about what this book is doing for me right now, and I need it. I don't like what it's saying, but it's true, and it's about when you're in the waiting room, as you called it, but when you're being obedient. But obedience isn't so much about you do what God says. It's that we're open to, number one, learning from him, but number two, knowing he has the best ways of anything. Anything we could ever make happen will be like dirty, filthy rags compared to what his plan is. And one of the quotes she said, it says, Let your fear be a reminder to pray. And so that's what I was like saying yesterday. Yeah. And so when you say that, like, I have so many questions about the future and I'm just like, okay, I'm just going to pray and I'm going to lay it down, even though I'm in the waiting room of what to do. So then let's transfer into your single mom. You know what I mean? You left that job. Not only are you're single mom with no help. And then your dad is sick and they tell him he can't eat fresh vegetables, which, you know, Lee had cancer as well. And that was a whole thing. And I'm like, what are you talking about? All we're going to do is eat healthy. And they're like, oh, you can't because of all the things. Tell us what started you having the idea for Eat Cleaner and then how it came to fruition.
Yeah. Well, I had spent, you know, up until that point, almost like, you know, over 20 years in the food industry. And I knew a lot, you know, I'm a trained chef. I'm a holistic nutritionist and my dad is an environmental scientist. And when he was doing his master's degree, at NYU, he was studying, you know, the effects of environmental residue on human health. And when he went on to get his PhD, he did an in-depth thesis on it and found that there were very, you know, healthy and clean ways to be able to remove pesticide residue and bacteria from your fresh food that would otherwise be a source of contamination. You know, the number one cause of foodborne illness is leafy greens. And most people don't realize this. They don't realize that it's fresh produce that causes more cases of foodborne illness. And when I say that, I mean E. coli, salmonella, listeria, contamination, than even beef or chicken or eggs. So, you know, it is important to wash your produce and to do it because there's no kill step for lettuce. Like, you're not going to cook lettuce. So you've got to wash it properly and water just isn't a cleaner. So we really just collaborated on it. You know, I wanted to make sure that it would be a holistic, clean solution so that we could sell it at a natural food store that had high standards. And I wanted it not to impart a flavor. I wanted it to be all ingredients that you would read and could recognize them. And my dad, you know, my dad was insistent that we do a lot of, you know, third-party lab trials to make sure that the thing actually works. Absolutely. Because we couldn't find any scientific data on the competitive products at the time. So that's what we did. And we tested 7 different formulas. We went with the formula that we had, that we patented, that's still the same formula that it's ever been since day one. We've never changed it. And it's really the sum of a lot of different ingredients that work synergistically to create a compound that's really effective. I mean, it's 99.99% effective in removing salmonella, E. coli, and listeria. Like, you don't get that from a natural product, you know, and it's absolutely safe. So, you know, you can find Eat Cleaner, and now that it's owned by Clean Boss, we're going to really be kind of amping up the whole, you know, approach, the packaging, the marketing, but everything that's inside is the same as it's always been. And so for the people that literally hundreds of thousands of people that have used it all these years, you know, there's nothing that's changed, but it amazes me how many people just don't know this, still don't know that, you know,
it's not common knowledge. No.
And it's, you know, like you experienced with Lee, like until you're in a situation where your health is in danger, you know, over 60% of the population is immune compromised, whether you're pregnant, elderly, a child, someone with an immune disease or some sort of compromised health situation. A good portion of the population is considered at risk. Mm-hmm. And so if you get sick from eating food, the complications are then can be astronomically, you know, harmful to your health. So that's really what we set out to do, is I wanted my dad and everybody else, whether you're healthy or not, to be able to eat a salad safely. Because the truth is, you never know what's going to hit you. I met a woman early on who had a daughter who was in her mid-20s, who got sick from eating at a restaurant and was paralyzed. Became paralyzed from the waist down. after eating, just going out to eat at a nice restaurant, mind you, I won't say the name of the restaurant, but it ended up being one of the biggest lawsuits in the state of California. She ended up winning millions of dollars, but at what cost?
Yeah, no.
Like, we shouldn't have to go through that. You know, the gal was in her mid-20s and a track star, perfectly healthy. So food safety is really important. And I wanted to put a light on that. And I think the whole thing is God equipped me to do that, even though I didn't have the money to do it, even though I didn't necessarily know, even though I worked in food, know how to launch a product line, know like how to get funding, know how to, you know, do all the things. Like, he kind of just helped me assemble everybody in my world, including Shalene and Brett, by the way, mm-hmm. to help me get it to the next level. And that, I think, is where I believe so important, so much that our community and the people that we surround ourselves with are just instrumental for so many different reasons.
Well, absolutely. And I mean, and that just then makes me think of all the times I've thought my life would be so different if I hadn't done XYZ. And it's not that it's about me, it's about me following what God wants to do. But with those scary things that like I've did, I met people like you. I met people like Shalene, you know, I met one of my closest friends and, you know, the person I actually signed up with Beachbody, you know, with Christine Dreyer, you know what I mean? I went to do these scary things, but I feel like when you're obedient, even though you don't understand, God always will lay the path up for you. And it might be just one little, you know, stone at a time that you step on, but it's there. And this is what you're saying. So how cool is it that that's what you did, right? For your living and the kind of what you knew about and where you were trained and where you're an expert. And then here's your dad, probably something back in the day you never even thought this would be a collaboration. And then you did it. So will you fast forward as to how this became so popular and how we used it for years and how things have transpired now into you selling it?
Yeah. You know, I want you to know, and I want everybody listening to know that it was never easy. Okay. So even though it came together and the parts really kind of synergistically worked and we were able to get the product line out there and eventually sold it, like, this walk is not about ease. No. It's about trust. And, you know, I had to eat a lot of humble pie in the beginning. You know, I had to actually short sell my home. You know, after the divorce, I had to short sell my home. I'm not proud of it, but it's something I had to do to survive. I had to move back in with my parents for a time. You know, I had to really get used to not paying myself for a while. But all these things kind of, sometimes you have to take a couple steps back to take a big step forward. And, you know, it's okay. It's, no one is judging you except maybe yourself. I think we're the worst critics of ourselves, you know, but I had to do all those things and sacrifice in order to be able to advance and get to the big thing. So I just feel like that's a word for somebody that
absolutely.
It's, you know, it's okay to take a couple steps back sometimes to take the big step forward. That does not mean failure. Having done that, we were able to create some really cool things, especially in the beginning. You know, we launched with, I mean, I do this differently now, but we launched with a full product line. Like, we were ready. We had like a spray, we had wipes, we had a wash for cleaning your seafood and poultry. We had a kit with a salad spinner and we had all these really cool things lined up. You know, we started to experience some success. You know, we got into a major retailer called Wegmans on the East Coast, really nice retailer that found us at the Natural Products Expo. Thanks to Shalene, we got connected to somebody at HSN and we had our first show on QVC first. So we got on a QVC.
I saw you on that, by the way.
You know, we weren't that successful though and had to go back to the drawing board and recalibrate. But years later, we got onto HSN and we were a top customer pick, 5-star reviews, sold out shows, then went back on QVC. And then got into retail, you know, have done a really, you know, had a really successful time in retail. 5-star reviews on Amazon, top you know, Amazon Choice product and so on and so forth. And when I look back, you know, over the course of 13 years, there are a lot of things to look back on. But I would say some of the biggest things that I am super proud of and feel very blessed by are just like people reaching out to me and telling me what a gift that product was for them, for their health, for their families, you know, just how much better food tasted, how much longer it was lasting. So they didn't need to throw it out. I'm one of these people that would pick up the phone and talk to customers and they'd be like, wait, you're Maria? Like, aren't you the founder? And I'm like, yes, I want to talk to you. I want to hear from you, you know? And I made these amazing connections with people just by talking to them and hearing them. And that gave me the most life. Like, yes, it's nice to be on HSN and it's wonderful to see your product on the shelf at Albertsons, but to hear from a mom who says that now her child can eat, you know, grapes and apples and not have allergic reactions anymore, or hear from a woman that, you know, whose child had cancer and now is able to eat fresh produce again, or hear from, you know, a family who didn't think that they could really afford to buy fresh produce that now they can because it's lasting so much longer. Like, those are the big wins that would just give me life. I think what then ended up happening is I had the opportunity to be on a show called Hatched. And one of the judges was a buyer from HSN. And I'm going to say her name, Dara, because I can't thank her enough. She was like my angel. Dara really believed in me and believed in our story and believed in the product line. And we went on to have all those successes on HSN. But Dara is the one that introduced me to Joy. And I had always been an admirer of Joy Mangano from afar. I mean, Joy is like the number one best-selling direct-to-consumer entrepreneur ever. You know, she's the person behind the Miracle Mop, Huggable Hangers. Yes. You know, they made a movie about her in 2016 called Joy, starring Jennifer Lawrence. And I had always seen her from afar and just been like, wow, I just can't even imagine what it would be like. And then we were introduced to Joy thanks to Dara, and Joy loved the product line. She really believed that Eat Cleaner had an opportunity. And here we are in 2024, and Joy is now the person that owns the company that I built. So it's just, you know, another testimony to how God works. It's like, just to even sit here and tell you about this is like, it's crazy. It makes me laugh. But it's really about being faithful and spending the time doing the work. I really believe, like, even when you don't know what direction you're going, you should walk. You should keep going. Don't stop.
That's a good word. That is a good word, because when we don't know what to do, sometimes we do nothing. And when you said that, it reminded me of something Brett said years ago, but I've always said it to, of course, my coaches too, but there is no standing still. You're moving forward or you're sliding back. As a human, but especially as a Christian, God still wants movement from us. We're still responsible for certain things, even though we sort of maybe don't know exactly. We know the basic things to keep moving in. And if you say no, yes, you do. Yes, you do. And usually they're the things we don't necessarily want to do, but they're the things that get us where we want and that we're keeping moving forward. Absolutely. Can you also, just for the fun of it, tell us who Joy's partner is that bought this from you?
I wish I could do his voice, but, you know, Mr. Worldwide, Mr. 305, Pitbull, he is the epitome to me of somebody that I would never associate with cleaning products. So I was like really perplexed in the beginning when I found out that he was going to be signing on and being her partner and an investor in the company. But Pitbull's got an incredible story. Actually, when he was growing up, he is also the child of a single mom, and his mom was a cleaning woman, and she would go and clean homes and take him with her, and she didn't have the money to buy cleaning products, so she would go under the sink and mix this with that and create her own concoctions. And he said, you know, at one point, I will help to create a cleaner, better way for women to do this job so that they are safe. So he wants to be identified
cool
as the new
that?
Mr. Clean. Yeah, he is like the cool Mr. Clean. I still can't wait to meet him. I think, you know, what a beautiful story. And Pitbull is the ultimate philanthropist. He's given back in so many ways. He has over 30 slam schools in disadvantaged communities and just really is an incredible human being from everything that I've heard. So it really is kind of a beautiful partnership. And the whole idea with the new company is waking up the world to a new way of clean. All of the products are natural. Clean Boss made the best, cleanest disinfectant that is more powerful than Lysol and the competitors, but with no toxicity. So we really come from the same ethos right. in terms of being environmentally clean, safe, and good for the whole family and your pets.
That is so cool. That is so cool. I love that so, so much. Okay, so let's go back to you. So then all that's going on, right? And I know that's been relatively recent, but you were single for quite some time to what you called the waiting room, right? Which I've been here for 5 years now. So I get it somewhat, but God has blessed you. And within time and in due time, he allowed you to meet someone. Would you just maybe share that a little bit with that about that with us?
Sure, sure. Yeah. I call it the waiting room. And recently, because I'm writing a new book, I talk about the simmering season because, you know, it's got to always be a food analogy. But the simmering season is when all the flavor comes together and you can't see it happening, but it's happening. And every time you taste the soup, it tastes a little better and a little better. And you can't really eat the soup too early because it's not going to taste good. So that just, the simmering season is important for the right dishes. But you know, 13 and a half years of the simmering season was a long, long, long time. And I would look around me and I would say, God, what's wrong with me? Like, why am I seeing all of these happy couples? What am I doing wrong? What have I done? And I kept thinking it was me. And what he kept showing me is that during that season, not to wait, not to stop my life, to keep cultivating my own joy and planting my own seeds because the harvest was going to come. It just wasn't the right time right then. So I picked up a lot of hobbies. You know, I learned how to shoot a compound bow. I'm a pretty good shot too. I'm pretty lethal.
We have a compound bow. That's so cool.
Yeah. Yeah. I, you know, traveled. I went to concerts. I love live music. So I went to a lot of concerts with friends. I ended up getting involved with different organizations like the Daniel Plan, which is still a program that I believe so wholeheartedly in. But I ended up meeting Dr. Daniel Amen and Dr. Mark Hyman and working with Pastor Rick Warren, which was like such a blessing. So all of these really cool things happened because I had the time. I even ended up writing 3 books. You know, I self-published 2 and then worked with St. Martin's Press to publish my latest book. And those things take time. Yeah. Like I did those all while I was still building my Eat Cleaner business. So I wouldn't have had the time to dedicate to those projects and endeavors if I was in a different situation. You know, I might not have had the time to give to my kids and devote my attention and my love to them during those growing years where they really needed me. You know, they really needed their mom because of the heartache and the struggle that we all had to go through with their dad, you know? And I think I had the time to really develop who I was and develop my own faith. I would say I was a lukewarm Christian at the beginning of this journey. You know, if somebody said, were you a believer? I would say, yeah, absolutely. But did I have a relationship? No. You know, I was more of a dutiful, you know, believer and would read the Bible. But I really believe now my walk with Jesus is so much sweeter. And I have so much richness in my life because of that. And it's because I had to trust. And it's because he had to correct me along the way. Mm-hmm. And just as beautifully as he does it, gently, you know, herd the one, because that's what he does. He leaves the 99 to herd the one. And I have felt it over and over again. Yes, the simmering season doesn't feel good because we're go-get-it women and we want to, you know, crush it and we want to show up in our best light. And it's hard when we can't control something. But what he brings to the table is always the best. And when I met my husband, I knew he was the one.
How did you meet him?
From the first time I set eyes on him. Okay. All cards on the table. I met him on Match. Okay. And I really did not want to, and I'm not judging anybody, but for me, I was like, I'm not going to meet the guy online. No,
but I feel the same way okay, about what you're
so
about to say.
I was like, you know, I have a little bit of a public persona. Like at that point I had been on TV, you know, I was on a show called Recipe Rehab. I was about to publish this book, had a business. I was an earner. Like, I was a little nervous, honestly, about going online and having it be weird. Yeah. You know, I was like, what does that say about me? Why can't I just find somebody mm-hmm. like, this is weird. And so I did it reluctantly and I signed up for 1 month. I was like, I'm going to do 1 month and I'm going to see what it looks like. And if I hate it, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing it ever again. So I had a lot of weird things happen in that month. I'm not going to lie. At the beginning, I was like, I cannot believe I did this. Like, what made me do this? This was not the right choice. But then I got this message from this guy, and he lived 86 miles away from me, across the 405 and the 101. If you live in LA, you know that that is like suicide. Yeah. On a bad day, that means like a 3.5 hour drive. I was like, he's cute, but heck no. Like, that is way too far. Like, he is just way too, that's like in another country, basically. And I was like, you're real cute, but I just, there's no way. Like, you live so far away. But he was persistent and he was like, I will come meet you. And so even that, I was kind of like, I don't know about that. But I was like, all right, there's something about him. And his name was Gabriel. And, you know, Gabriel mm-hmm. is the guardian angel. So I was like, maybe. So I met him. He came up to Orange County, which is where I was living. I don't know. There was just something about him, you know. And what was funny is a month before, a friend of mine told me, you need to write down everything that you're looking for in a partner. You need to, like, pen to paper. Don't type it, but write it. And there is something about that exercise that to me really unlocked something. You know, it required me to say, here's specifically what I'm looking for. And here's the non-negotiable. Yeah. Like, here's what I will not tolerate and what I will not allow. And at the top of my list was, he needs to love God yes. more than anything. You know, 100%. I come next, but God first. And then we go from there. But I was like, it'd be great if he was tall, dark, and handsome. And it would be awesome if he had a family that loved the Lord and like actually likes to do fun things together. I like lively families. And it would be great if, you know, he's athletic. And the list kind of went on. Like, it was like my must-haves and then my I would love to have. Within a month, I met Gabe. Okay. So after 13 and a half years, like that was a long time to wait. Yeah. I did meet the man that I think I was always supposed to have met. And, it was interesting. I really, you know, I'm not going to say that I ask God weird things or I challenge him, but I was like, God, just give me a word. Let me know that this is the guy. Because I've kissed a lot of frogs and I'm tired and I don't want to waste any more time. Like, just give me a word. And I will never forget as long as I live. I was in the bathroom and I asked him for the word. And he said to me very clearly, he said, cancer. And I was like, what? my dad has cancer, but like, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. Cancer. I'm going to try not to cry. So I came out of the bathroom.
I'm leaning so far forward.
I came out of the bathroom and we're sitting talking and I noticed something right here on his neck. And I was like, what's this on your neck? Is that a scar? He goes, yeah, I had lymphoma when I was in my 20s. And I was like,
wow.
What? In your 20s, you had lymphoma? And I did everything, Mindy, in my power to not just like go, God just told me about you. Literally, I was just in the bathroom and he said cancer. And so the rest of the night was interesting because I had this piece of information in the back of my mind. And it ended up being a great date. Like we had an awesome time. It was like Oscar night and we were at this place that had like a red carpet. We watched the Oscars and we had like an amazing time. But the thing that was crazy was that at the end of the night, the affirmation that it was not just me, that it was him too, he told me on our first date that he loved me.
Oh my word.
And I know that might scare some women and that not might be like, dude, like what? What are you saying? You just met me. How do you know you love me? But it didn't scare me because God had already given me a word that was my affirmation. So wait,
the first date is...
So the next date that we had, he said it again. And I was like, okay, I see that it's real.
Wow, God is so cool.
He's so cool. So, he's so cool. He does cool things like this all the time.
He does so cool. And the reason I have this huge smile, like my cheeks hurt because I remember meeting Lee. And that first day, I went home and was like, I couldn't sleep. And I met him at a funeral, right? And I was like, God, that's the guy. I mean, like I had the... And then when I went back and saw him, I mean, it was pretty much mutual. But like, I know if it's God's in it, it can happen that fast. I know it doesn't always happen that fast, but I know they can't. Oh my God, that's so amazing. I love it so much. Okay, so
I want to
kind of, that's just the coolest. Like we could probably do 5 episodes from this, you know.
I know, recording, right?
But thank you for telling that. So would you be so kind to sort of tell us, where are you now and what are you doing and what are you working on? And of course, how do we find you?
Yeah, well, in this season, so it's kind of a new season, you know, it's a new season of cooking up different things. I am still helping Clean Boss with getting the Eat Cleaner brand, you know, off the ground, repackaged and doing some cool things to kind of introduce Eat Cleaner in a new light to the world. At the same time, I'm rebuilding my own personal brand. God has been so good and faithful and been such a big part of my journey that I've promised him that he will be the focus of this next chapter. And so I'm in the process of, you know, building my podcast, which is all about the role of health in mastering our goals and living our best life, because we get one body and it's our temple and we have to take care of it. And you know, the health of our lifestyle dictates how we think. It dictates how we love others, how we show up in the world, our own personal like ability to fight disease and thrive, like so many things. So with the podcast, I'm also really embarking on a speaking journey. I want to speak to as many people as I can and share the word and share how finding and nurturing your own personal shape is so important to our work for the kingdom. And, you know, I want to write more books. I'm working on a couple right now. And, you know, ultimately, I want to help lift people up because I've been in the basin, you know, I've been in the bottom of the well, looking up, just going, where is the light? Where is God? Where are my people? Mm-hmm. Like, where am I? Who am I? And I just want somebody out there to know that you're not alone. This is not just you, and it's not because of you. It's just you need to sometimes reach up to the light. And we have to remember that God's faithful and he is always constant and never changes. And he's not mad at us. He's not punishing us. He just, it does things in his time. So yeah, that's it. I'm at Chef Maria. I believe I will always keep the name Chef Maria because I believe that we all cook up our best life and you're mm-hmm. the cook in your own kitchen. You got to just keep cooking, keep leaning into those tools. So I help people with their health and their lifestyle and their fitness journey. I'm getting ready to do my second bikini competition at 55. So, you know, Ooh. We got to just keep going, girl. We can't stop. We got work to do.
Well, and there's so much untapped potential, but you think at a certain age you're done. I feel like there's so much potential now and things that we can do now compared to what I thought was going to be what 50, you know, looked like, our 50s looked like, you know, 10, 20 years ago. As yeah. far as kind of what's next, I just want to quickly touch on this, if you don't mind, if it's not too long, but you have kind of got into like, I mean, you just keep going deeper and deeper and deeper with all of the stuff you've mentioned, but we love Dr. Amen. Dr. Amen's amazing. And I just wonder, could you just maybe for a minute or two, just talk about how people can, first of all, who he is, but how you now are specialized in something that he has, you know, yeah. done for his life's work.
Yeah, yeah. Dr. Daniel Amen and his wife, Tana Amen, have grown to be people that I just love and admire so much and have become friends with over the years. I actually saw Dr. Amen speak initially at one of Chalene's Marketing Impact you know, conferences. And then I worked with Tana on a show called Recipe Rehab. And then we all worked together on the Daniel Plan program. But I really believe that to unlock our full potential, we have to really master our mindset and master our brain health. You know, we just take it for granted, this amazing thing that lives in our body that allows us to do things that no other living creature can. So I really wanted to dive deeper into that in my pursuit of understanding health and unlocking our full potential. So I got my brain health coaching certification just a couple months ago. And when I tell you that everything that we do, all the decisions that we make, are hinged on our lifestyle choices. So much of that, even down to our exercise, our sleep, if we've participated in things where, you know, for the athletes out there, if you've gotten a concussion or you've been in an accident, all of these things weigh in on our ability to be successful. Because if you make bad choices, you won't get to your goals. I mean, it's really as simple as that. If you're not taking care of your health, it's really hard to be able to do the big things. You know, as I'm unwrapping and peeling back the onion on everything that I'm doing, brain and gut health, because your gut is intertwined in that with a brain-gut axis, really wag the dog of our potential. And it's just so important. And Dr. Amen is just so groundbreaking on his work.
Oh my gosh, for sure. Like, I wish we could do a whole thing on that. Just learning from him, what I met him too at the Marketing Impact Academy and was just blown away at his research. And what he had proven by scanning the brain, which is a whole nother thing. But I wanted to ask her to talk about that a little bit because I just think, it's probably already clear to you, but I want you to be just give you more and more examples of how brilliant this woman is, but how her heart is set on helping others and having hope through all of this stuff that she struggled with. And I'm just so thankful that you kind of took a minute to talk to us about like the not so pretty stuff. Like, you know, I believe in that fully too. Like I still post about like there's always an upswing because God always meets me, you know, where I am. But it's like, I tell people grief does some messed up stuff to you. And grief isn't always lost. Grief is, I mean, loss of a human, grief is the loss of a marriage, loss of a dream, you know, all that stuff. But it all flows into what is it that God has brought us through that we yeah. can help others somehow. And the hope and struggle scripture is actually 2 Corinthians 1:3-5, which basically says we are supposed to love on others in the same way. We're supposed to love on others in their hard times the same way God loved on us in ours. Essentially, I'm paraphrasing, but I read that and I'm like, I've probably read this scripture many times in my life. Never has it went boom, you know, in my brain. And this is part of what we're supposed to do. And Maria, you're doing it. I'm so happy that I met you. I'm so happy that I can call you a friend and that you've been so gracious to be on this podcast. You are also going to speak for the Bible Babes, which I always want to let everyone know registration is currently open. It's just a women's community that's zero drama, loves Jesus. And we just kind of do life together and have Jesus, you know, every week in some capacity. Thank you for being here. I will be sure to put in the show notes where everyone can find you. And I would just love to conclude this by doing a little prayer. Is that okay?
Yeah. Can I just say real quick, I love you. I really love you. And I love what you've done. I love who you are. I just, your heart and your light are so vivid. And, you know, we're blessed to have you. And I'm always an admirer from afar. Even if I don't say anything, I'm always seeing what you're doing. And I really believe that God is working through you to do some really amazing things that will uplift women and men everywhere, because we're all one, you know, across borders, across nationalities, across, you know, across the world. We need to remember that we're all one. So it touches everybody. And I commend you for all that you do.
Thank you for that sweet, sweet word. I appreciate it. And thank you very, very much. Thank you for being here. Let me pray us out. Dear Lord God, I love you. Oh, thank you for this cool stuff. You are so cool, God. You are the coolest. Thank you for all the little things and the big things. I thank you for the stewing and the waiting room. Please help us, those of us that are still waiting. Help us be steadfast and not give ourselves pity parties and feel bad and be mad. We know you're not mad at us. That's not how you function. But Lord, I pray that we would be so aware and make ourselves calm, make ourselves listen to that still small voice, Lord God, so that we can hear you, so that we don't bypass anything because we're so busy or trying to do things or just so upset. Please, Lord God, give us that calmness and just that reverence for you, and to remind ourselves daily, Lord God, number one, when we feel fear, let that be a reminder for us to pray. And then number two, that you just want us. And Lord, coming into your presence, you work at a different time that we do. And let us be just more and more aware of that. Lord God, I pray all this in your name. Amen. Thank you guys for being here. I'll put everything in the show notes. If you need anything from me, come to MindyLawhorn.com. I've got everything there. And that's a wrap. Thank you.